Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Steve Forrest back on the show. Steve is back. He's been a member of our Brain Trust now for 19 years. How about that, folks? Chairman, editor-in-chief of Forbes Media, author of a bunch of books, including my favorite, The Flat Tax Revolution. And, his, of course, now he's doing a lot of videos, including In Money We Trust, which you can find online on Amazon, I think, and the PBS channels are carrying it as well. And he's our good friend, Steve Forrest. Welcome back.
Good to be with you, Jim. And that money show you kindly mentioned, In Money We Trust, can be found in moneywetrust.org. It's a great documentary, jargon-free, very informative.
Yeah.
And sadly, with the way the Federal Reserve is printing money, it's going to be very relevant.
Which we're going to talk about a little bit later in our visit. I'm glad you brought that up. And folks, I have seen the video. It's awesome. And I promise you, you'll like it, and it will inform you. Steve, first, though, I want to talk about the big elephant in our life right now, and that's a $2 trillion bill that's going, it's left the House, it's on the way to the Senate, with that basically has no resemblance to any big problem. We got a lot of problems in America today, and some of them need some money, but this thing it gives Pork Barrel a bad reputation. I mean, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm surprised the pigs haven't demanded a change in that, since it's offensive to them.
They're appropriating their name inappropriately, aren't they?
but you're right. And that whole bit, in that another round of checks, $1,400 to top off the $600, you could only come up with $600 billion out of that nearly trillion that could really have any connection to the coronavirus, to COVID-19. The rest is pure pork. Kevin McCarthy, leader of the House Republicans, rightly calls it the Pelosi payoff.
Yeah.
Every Democrat constituent, I'm going to say Pork Barrel again. I know I'm going to hear the pigs, but it is outrageous. And bailing out badly managed states like New York, Illinois, New Jersey, California, at the expense of the rest of the country, changing the formula so you give blue states a boost over at the expense of red states, it is outrageous.
Well, there's no question about it, and very little of it, I've forgotten the percentage, but it's a micro percentage, actually goes to the big problem we've got in our country, and that's Main Street needing help with, especially small businesses needing help with the coronavirus lockdowns. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well,
and we have to say this again, Steve. It's money we don't have.
Yes, precisely. The PPP, payroll protection, only gets $7 billion. And we know there are literally thousands, especially in the restaurant industry, the hotel industry, that are starving right now. And they've got to do more to liberalize the regulations to help small businesses. Because, again, we heard it a year ago, but it's absolutely true. This was a disaster imposed for public health reasons by the government, not because you were a poor business person or made the bad decisions. And so, therefore, help like that, insurance like that, relief like that is absolutely, absolutely right. But you're also correct that only a small portion of that bill goes for actually meeting the hurt inflicted by this public health disaster.
And Steve, I'm polling myself, and I'm reporting on other polls on how small business owners are still struggling. You know, the paycheck protection part of this should have, and the part that was in the December 27th bill, that should have been available in October, September. and raw, rank, cynical politics kept it from pushing it out months later. We lost thousands, hundreds of thousands, probably businesses between September 1st and today because of politics. And that really makes me mad.
That's right. And what they did in the December bill should have been done, and I think the Treasury Department should have tested the courts on it. They could have done that in terms of loosening up the restrictions because, payroll is a big part of it, but you got rent to pay and things like that. That could have been done in the spring.
And don't forget those restrictions were put on by the Treasury Department. So
they
bound them up. They could have unbound them. But I also like reminding people, I try to remind people as much as I can, Steve, the sad part is when a small business collapses, a family collapses. And if they have employees, multiple families collapse. Right back with Steve Forbes. I'm Jim Blassingame, 20 Tales. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.